Hello everybody, welcome back to Escaping Normality. Today, I have my friend Lucas with me, JPS Lucas. You may have seen an Instagram account before. How's it going, bro?
Good, bro. How's it going?
It's going great. I mean, great is a word that you say usually when there's nothing going on, but you don't want to seem like you're down on your own luck, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
So, yeah, I'm feeling great.
Yeah.
So I want to... I feel like you don't have, like, barely any personal info on your Instagram. So, yep. Let me get a quick bio of who you are, where you're from, what you stand for, anything.
What I stand for?
Some favorite foods, maybe, you know, whatever.
I don't know. Favorite foods, probably Japanese food, sushi, mm-hmm. all of that. I don't know. I'm generally interested in sort of streetwear, sort of anything fashion related. I'm interested in high fashion,
right?
All of that from UK as well. So, you know, obviously interested in the whole streetwear culture. And
it's funny that you mentioned that you're Japanese, because are you like 25%?
No, I'm half Japanese.
Really? Because I could not tell.
Yeah, I get a mixed reaction. Some people say I look more Japanese. Some people say I don't look Japanese.
I thought you were like some kind of Spanish or something. Like, I knew you were. You had to be mixed somewhat. I could just tell. But I had no clue you were Japanese.
Yeah, it doesn't say much on my page. I don't think it's obvious.
Does Japan influence your style a lot, would you say?
Definitely. Because I was born there, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was immersed in a lot of the culture, like Japanese streetwear, all of that.
How long were you there for?
So I was born there, and I lived until I was about 10 years old. Mm-hmm. So it's about 10 years. I mean, I was pretty young at the time, but I did start getting into, like, sort of Jordans and stuff at the time.
Right.
Because that was sort of popular at the age, and I think I got my first pair of, like, what's it called? Not even Jordans, but they're like the ones that look like Jordans. I can't even remember what it's called.
I don't know. The airships? Maybe those are way too old, actually. Yeah, I don't know.
Something like that. I remember seeing a pair of Jordans once and just really wanting it after I bought my shoes.
Maybe some Air Force Ones?
Nah, they look exactly like the Breads, but they're not the Breads. Right. Like, you know the Bread Jordan 1 Breads?
I know, yeah, exactly. For anyone that doesn't know who these are, first of all, I don't know where you've been, but this is with the Jordan 1 Bread. I can't tell which. It looks just like the Jordan 1s. Oh, yeah. Are they some Dunks maybe?
Yeah, that's it. I think it's something
Okay.
Dunk Bread or something. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe some
They
bread.
Look exactly like the Breads, but they're not. They don't have the logo on the side. Yeah, I think they're Dunk Highs or something.
Might have been Dunk Highs, something like that. That's because I feel like I draw a lot of inspiration from Japan too, and not just from not just necessarily like from streetwear pages in Japan or something like that. I'm pretty nerdy. So
yeah.
I would a lot of the time when I was younger, I was growing up watching anime or like fucking playing Japanese video games and shit.
Yeah.
And when people ask me, like, where do you get your inspiration for clothes from? Honestly, a lot of the time, it's not even from, like, fashion pages, or not to say I don't follow them or anything like that, but a lot of the time, it's from different types of media, like games or movies or TV shows or shit like that. Draw a lot of your inspiration from?
I'd probably say the same, to be honest. A lot of Japanese sort of like media, like the culture as well. When I was there,
right,
there's quite a lot of like hip hop culture that's drawn mm-hmm. from like Japanese streetwear. So that sort of culture really interests me, and just generally, like, I think a lot of the streetwear stuff started in Japan. So
that was 100%.
I draw a lot of inspiration just from when I was being younger as well. Like, I remember people wearing like baggy clothes with like chains and stuff, and then it like resurfaced recently.
Well, were you?
Well, maybe like a year or two ago.
Well, were you starting to wear clothes like even at that young age when you were in Japan still?
Yeah, like I said, I started getting into like the Jordans at first, like the Nike shoes, the Dunks I had. I didn't have Jordans, but yeah, like generally.
You know, that's interesting that you say that, because a lot of people don't start their a lot of people don't start getting into clothes until they're a little bit older than 10. I mean, 10 is a little bit young to, you know, for me, when I was 10, I didn't give a fuck. So yeah. It's very interesting that you say that you were starting to get into it at that age.
Yeah, I think it's just as I started getting towards that age, like I started like looking at, like, for cool shoes and stuff, because all my friends had like, cool shoes and stuff, and then I was like looking at them and I wanted like a cool pair of shoes, and I saw those black and red Dunks and I was like, yeah, they look really cool.
And where do you stay at now? Where are you from now? Where would you say you're from, quote unquote?
I don't live in London, but I live just outside London.
Okay.
So it's very accessible to get into London. Right. But it's like sort of the countryside, I guess.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's about half an hour by train into central, so it's not too far, and I can always just get in and out of London pretty easily.
That's the same for me in terms of the actual New York City. It's like 30 minutes to get to Times Square, and then after that, I can go 30 minutes back home. But which would you say has the better fashion, London or Japan? I already have an answer, but
I don't know about now, to be honest. Really? In terms of now, I haven't been to Japan in a while, like maybe 3 years or so. I haven't been, so I don't really know what's going on there. I haven't seen like what people are wearing. I haven't really been caught up with too much of that. But
you don't follow any Japanese streetwear pages or anything like that?
Not on my Instagram, no, not really.
Really?
Maybe, do you have any that I can see? Maybe. I haven't seen it.
I can't think of any of them off top, except for Tokyo, Japan. Or Tokyo Fashion, rather. I don't know why I said Tokyo, Japan. That's the only one I can think of just like off top of my head. Cool. But yeah, this is a dope-ass page. And
that's really cool.
I guess I just take pictures of people who walk on by and shit.
There's a lot of that, like that Japanese goth culture there as well.
It's just cool. Like, it's just like I want to. I really want to live in a place where just like dressing in, an quote abnormal type is just like regular. Like, it's just dope.
Yeah, it's really regular. Like, you can go down street in Tokyo and just see people like that all the time.
Right. That's kind of like the place I want to be at. Like, if I could just do that, that'd be dope. Without people, and I don't, not even to say that I care about people looking at me in any type of way because of how I dress, but it would just be cool to have other people dressed in a cool manner too. Like, I can go up to talk to them about whatever they're wearing or whatever. That would be cool.
Yeah, it would be really cool, to be honest. I mean, just drawing inspiration from seeing all these different types of styles.
Right, exactly.
There's another part of it as well, I think. It's just that everyone's so, like, unique in the way they dress.
100%.
They're like same person that you
see. Exactly. If you go down this page, it's all different types of style. It's crazy. Do you go to school at all for clothes or fashion?
No, I didn't actually. Well, now that I think of it, I should have probably gone to like fashion school. I did finish uni, and I did business and economics, even though that's like completely different to fashion.
100% different. Wait, how old are you?
Yeah, I'm 25 now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I see. I have a very tough time guessing people's ages. I had my friend. I had my friend Keezy on the show. Just like, well, I recorded yesterday, but by the time this comes out, it'll be uploaded 2 days ago. I had him on the show, and I thought he was like my age. I thought he was like 20, 21. I think it was 29. Yeah. I'm like, I'm really bad with ages.
It's pretty hard to tell, to be honest.
Right.
So I have trouble as well.
Do you work in fashion as well?
No, not currently, but I'm looking to sort of get into sort of the fashion industry.
What kind of job do you work in now?
I'm working for my dad at the moment, I'm trying to get into sort of the fashion industry.
Right.
And there's a lot of like business fashion jobs available, so I can obviously.
That is true. Well, you have a degree in business, no?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Right. So you could definitely get a fashion business job. You can use, that'd be kind of cool to use your different elements, but I feel like you would be more suited, not to steer you in any kind of direction, but I feel like you would be more suited for the creative type,
But that's the thing. I don't have a creative qualification, even though I did actually start university doing architecture, which was more creative.
Right.
But I found that wasn't suited to me. It's just a shitload of work and stuff like.
Well, what do you
really want to do most of the time?
Well, what do you think about people who don't get a degree or some kind of certification or qualification to work in fashion, but they still do anyways.
Well, I'll give credit to them because that's really difficult.
Right.
Especially trying to get like the entry into like the whole fashion world.
Right, right.
It's very competitive as well, considering a lot of people have fashion degrees and stuff and they all want the same jobs.
Right. No, I feel you 100%. It's just that, well, you know what you could do even? You could get a career in fashion business and then maybe try to mold that into some kind of creative job.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
You know, because
I definitely see myself as more of a creative rather than like a logical person. So,
yeah, because for me, it's just like the fashion business is a lot. Like, obviously, you're working in fashion, but to me, yeah. If you're working in fashion business, you might be working in another type of business because I don't know if the fashion business draws in that kind of cash as much as a regular business job would. And you're not even necessarily, I mean, you're still working in fashion, but you're not doing any of the creative stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
At least that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, I'd agree as well.
If I had to choose, you know what I mean? If somebody laid it out for me, I would do a bunch of different things. You know what I mean? Like, I have a bunch of different ideas for different media and stuff. And that seems to be the cool idea for me.
Yeah, that's definitely a cool idea.
If you let's say forget about fashion. What's another something? That's something else you're very interested in.
something else I'm interested in.
Anything at all?
I don't really know, to be honest.
You don't know anything else you're interested in? Anything else?
Gaming.
Gaming.
Yeah, dude, I enjoy gaming.
We talk about that all day. What what kind of games do you play?
Well, right now I play League of Legends most of the time.
Oh
but
my god!
What's oh my god?
What the hell is with the League of Legends? League of Legends is terrible. I don't understand.
I disagree, man. I think it's a great game, even though it's a bit infuriating. But
you know what's a better? What are those games called again?
Multiplayer online battle arenas.
Right, battle arenas. That's what I was going for. Fucking Smite is 100 times better than League.
Oh, I haven't actually tried Smite.
You haven't?
I've heard good things about it, yeah.
You have a good computer?
Yeah, I just bought like a new computer like a couple weeks ago.
Let's play it then. Maybe not today.
Yeah,
let's play Smite then. Go download it after this interview. We'll play some fucking Smite and you'll see that shit is so much more fire. I've tried League. I swear to God, I almost fell asleep. No shtick. I almost fell asleep during the game. It was so boring.
I just like competitive games, man. They're fun.
I got about 3 kills. I got about 4 deaths, and I almost fell asleep. And I was like, I cannot do this. It was so fucking boring. Have you tried Warzone at all? Speaking of competitive games.
Yeah. I played Warzone, yeah. I didn't really enjoy it that much, to be honest.
Really?
I thought it's too, like, I'm not too big of a fan of COD. It feels like COD. That's what I feel.
Yeah, that's true. It does feel like COD. It would. But, I don't know. I fucking love Warzone. Out of all the,
I prefer Fortnite to Warzone, to be
how
honest.
Do you pick the two? You pick League and you pick Fortnite. Bro, those are the two worst games you could have picked.
What should I pick? What do you play? What do you find interesting in?
Oh, jeez. I play a lot of, well, Smite is just a better battle arena. I don't play Smite that often, not anymore. I used to be fucking amazing at the game, like, me and my two friends, we used to play 3v3, and we used to be like we were used to be beating people who were on teams and like pros and shit. Like we were fucking crazy at one point, and then we just stopped playing. And then I was like, all right, I'm not getting back in the swing of this. I'll play occasionally, but a lot of the games I play are like Japanese role playing games. Are honestly JRPGs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love Japanese games.
What type of games?
Just when I was younger. Have you ever heard of Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
That's like my fucking favorite game series. I love that shit so much. And that's a lot. Honestly, that's why I draw a lot of fashion inspiration from there.
Yeah.
So much. Because people dress so fucking cool.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of fashion trends like stem from sort of like looking at like those.
Oh, wait.
like anime characters that they draw in the games, and like I just generally like any like anime.
Like, this shit is fucking dope. No, yeah. Am I crazy? Like,
nah, you're not crazy, bro. That looks dope.
That looks fucking cool. I would rock that right now. Somebody bring that out to me right now and rock that.
Yeah, someone's got to design something like that.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you could probably look through like a whole like catalog of games and just like look at the clothes they're wearing and just make something really cool out of it, to be honest.
I feel like that would be so difficult though, because you can buy clothes for games, but it's all like quote cosplay shit, and a lot of that cosplay shit is cheaply made and like
true.
It's like a bunch of bullshit, you know what I mean?
I'm saying if like a proper designer,
right.
He could make something really cool out of it, I think.
Well, like, have you heard of that game, why can't I think of it? Oh, Death Stranding? Have you heard of that?
Death Stranding.
Yeah, it came out not too long ago. I'm just
looking. Wait, is it a Japanese game? I think
it was made by a Japanese guy. I don't know if it necessarily is Japanese game. The clothes were designed by Errolson Hugh of Acronym.
Oh, really?
Actually, yeah.
I can see the inspiration.
So, what they did, I think they even came out with the, with like the main, with the main character's clothes. And you could, I think you could buy it, and it was like fucking wildly expensive, but you could buy it.
Buy it?
Shit. Yeah. Let's see. Jesus Christ.
They've got the guy from Walking Dead as well. What's his name?
Yeah. I love Walking Dead too.
I think that's cool. I think that's really cool that they got like an actual person and like literally infused them into the game. That's really cool.
The weird thing is, it was on this website, but it was like, see all this is like all merch shit, right? And it was like, all right, whatever. And then like just like one day out of the one random day, they just dropped the like entire clothing set like you just saw him wear, and it was like I think it was like $750 or something like that. But you know what I mean? Yeah. It was actually designed by Errolson Hugh. It was pretty much an Acronym piece.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I can't find it. Let's see if I search up.
They took an actual like.
Oh in no, game. No! It was yeah. Okay, here. This is it right here. So basically. Yeah, what he did first is that he designed it for the game, and then I guess they just said, because this didn't come out right when the game came out. This came out like a few months after, and they were just like, "Fuck it, let's just release the clothes. Why not? I mean, you know what I mean?" And that's what they did, and it was very expensive, very expensive. I cannot afford it.
Love tech wear.
That's crazy. I was just about to ask you work tech wear at all?
Not really, but I'm familiar with sort of. I'm not really into it, but I know what tech wear is.
But do you enjoy looking at tech wear though?
I mean, like looking at stuff like that, like that acronym stuff, like that's really cool. But
right.
I wouldn't like go out my way to like look up like tech wear, like fashion stuff. I don't know. Wouldn't know how to explain it, but.
What's a different type of fashion that you don't usually wear, but you, like, respect the hell out of? And maybe if you get, like, a piece of it, you'd rock.
Something I'd rock.
Yeah, something that you'd rock, too.
I mean, I could go for the easy answer and just say, like, the really expensive archive stuff, but, like...
right.
It's not even something different to what I like, but... I don't know. I wouldn't really know what type of. I'm quite specific in what I like mainly streetwear. So I wouldn't really. I don't know.
Let's say I drop 10 racks into your account. Speaking of archive, let's say I drop 10 racks into your bank account right now, and you can buy one piece only. What is it? Given the tough questions.
Oh, that is a tough question.
Yeah.
What's it called? That Issey Miyake piece. It's like that purple bomber. Can't remember what it's called.
A bomber.
Yeah, I really like it.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. This one, the 96.
Yeah,
this one. I think that's the one you're talking about. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I love this piece too. I love it, but it's just, you know, It's very fucking expensive.
Yeah. I mean, if I had 10 grand and you gave it to me, I'd buy that. I don't even know how much it is. Probably more than 10 grand.
Nah, it's like this. Well, somebody, this guy's selling it for 6.5.
Okay.
If you can't see, I have it up on Discord if you want to go take a look. I'm sharing
Yeah,
my
I can
sh-
see it.
yeah, it's like 6.5. That's some guap.
What do you think about like sort of like prices on them as well? Do you think they're gonna keep going up, or do you think they're gonna like level out or like go down?
See, it's tough because it's already in that one second. I love how it says condition 10 out of 10 brand new and rarely worn. Meanwhile, this nigga's wearing it right here. So if you've been to put it on for a picture, nigga, I don't know how rarely worn it could be. But anyways,
Just he just un-DS'd it.
fucking idiot. But see, to me, it's just like, you would assume to say it's gonna go up because of time and whatever, but it's already at such a high price, and
That's what I'm saying.
it's not like people are consistently buying and selling them for them to, you know what I mean? It's not like people are consistently buying and selling them, so the price is not really fluctuating. They're just kind of at a flat price, and they're gonna be there for however long. But I think after a few years, it'll probably go up a little bit more. You know what I mean? It's just accessibility. I think some people, the longer it's out there, obviously, the less they're gonna be because some people are gonna buy them and just keep them forever. They're saved up for however long. There's a grail to them, or maybe some rapper bought it or whatever, and they just held on to it forever. We never think about how many, we never think about how many rappers probably buy our grails and just hold on to them and just keep them in their closet for however
It's
long.
true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, some of them have some crazy pieces as
Oh
well.
yeah. When
Travis Scott, for one, he has a load of pieces in there.
you
Love
got money
archive.
like that, it's just like, well, fuck it, why not go for it? Why not buy it?
For sure, for sure.
And it would be dope to have money like that, but for most people, we ain't got money
Most
like that just yet.
Yeah.
Just yet. Do you plan on?
Especially to
What'd you say?
drop on clothes. I mean,
Oh
that's a lot of
yeah,
money.
of course. Do you plan on being
Just
very
on.
rich?
Of course I do. Who doesn't?
Of course. You would be surprised how many people are like not go-getters. You know, we're kind of in our own bubble of like the fashion world of people who really like really want to work and do this type of thing. But you would be surprised how many like quote unquote regular people, not to be an elitist, just don't think they're gonna get rich or don't have the. It's not even so much that they have the desire. It's just like, oh, I would like to be rich, but they don't. You know what I'm trying to say? They don't have that extra drive to be like, I'm gonna be that. I'm gonna do that. And they're just like, I can't do that.
Yeah, I think that ties into like sort of comfort as well. I think people would rather live more of a comfortable life than sacrifice a lot to get to somewhere.
Right. Which sucks. In the US, like I think it's like something like 40% of people don't move out of their zip code or something like that.
Really? That's crazy.
Like
I
either
heard a
they
lot of people in the US don't even like travel out the country as well. They
Oh
just like go
yeah.
between states.
Oh yeah. I think it's like 40% of people. I might be wrong. Let me look this up.
I couldn't imagine a life just not exploring any other country than just one country. Like, imagine living your entire life in just the US and not knowing what anywhere else is like, you know?
Oh, here it is. As many as 32% of people that study don't own or can't actually remember ever buying any travel luggage. Huh.
That's a lot,
That's
30%.
crazy. The study results were pretty astonishing, as 40% of the people questioned they never actually left the country.
Wow.
That's crazy to me, man.
It is crazy.
That's like really sad.
I mean, do people not want to like explore other cultures and stuff?
That's what I'm saying. I guess not. Well, you have to think. There's a lot of New York. I'm not New Yorkers. There's a lot of people in this country who are just like some redneck losers from down south. They don't really care about moving. They want to sit there like for the entirety of their life. You know what I mean? They don't care about moving necessarily at all. So they're just there, and they just don't care about moving. And they think that they're comfortable, so they don't want to get a little bit of an they don't want to lose any of that comfort level at all to them.
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah.
When in reality, if more people would step out of the comfort zone, a lot of more people would be happy. At least I think, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I'd say that's especially true with fashion as well. You've got to step out of your comfort zone.
That's very true.
Otherwise, you're gonna look like everyone else.
Yeah.
If you don't step out of your comfort zone, then you're not gonna develop your own style.
No, not at all. I remember just in high school, even when I was starting to wear like distressed denim. I was starting to wear like oversized jumpers and some Jordans and shit and things like that. And then people were like, "Oh, what the fuck are you doing wearing like distressed jeans?" I'm like, "Nigga, it's not that deep. It's not that. It's not."
Oh, they're wearing distressed jeans and you're looking at them.
Yeah, 100%. I'm like, "What the hell are you doing, bro? What are you talking about? What was I doing? What are you doing now? You're way late to the party." Distressed fucking denim. Yeah, people would be like, I remember specifically this one chick that went to my school. She was like, what did she say? She said something stupid to me. I was just walking. I had like my headphones. First, I had my headphones in, so she looked like an idiot off the jump because she had to repeat herself. All I heard was a muffled mess. I heard, and I'm like, and I take off my headphones. I'm like, huh? Like, what did you say? And she goes, and she says it again. I think I have those jeans. And then I was just like, okay. And I put my headphones back in, and then she was, and then like you could tell she was clearly like embarrassed because she just looked like an idiot. And then she tried to like laugh. She tried to laugh to herself or like laugh along, and I was just like, all right, like, hey, you have some jeans that are distressed. That's cool or something. Like, I don't know. I don't know what the intended reaction was. Like, does she wanted me to get angry or like I just didn't get it.
I don't even know.
Yeah, it was weird. It was really strange. I had a lot of weird reactions with people in high school because my high school was a bunch of like rich white kids that had no type of culture except for complaining about them, their parents.
Yeah. I think that's the same school I went to as well.
Really? How so?
Just a bunch of like rich white kids that just literally, I don't know. They just weren't like people you'd really want to be associated with. No. Because they're quite cliquey as well. They like stick in their groups. Like,
yeah.
And just like, yeah, I didn't really have that great of a time at school. Me neither. I just didn't feel like I fit in.
I definitely didn't fit in either. Did you, were you wearing like cool clothes in high school and shit?
Nah, in English schools, we can't wear our own clothes.
That's right. Uniform. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. But so none of that. But...
Oh, man. You were wearing a uniform. Does that include shoes?
No. We have to buy our own shoes, like, and you can wear any shoes you want.
Didn't you try to, like, spruce it up just a little bit? Maybe wear, like, like, a nice coat, maybe a nice pair of shoes or something, like...
I mean, not really. I'll probably go to, like, Top Man and just get, like, a pair of, like, cheap, like, smart shoes that I thought would look better than, like, a standard pair, I guess.
That's something that's confusing to me about London school. It's like, nigga, why are they still wearing uniforms? I don't understand.
I don't know, man. I didn't like it either.
It's long overdue. It's not the 1800s anymore. We can wear our own clothes, buddy.
I think it's cool that you guys get to wear what you want.
Yeah. I mean, in high school, you don't really see anybody dressing all that nice, but
yeah, true.
Like
we did have like special occasions where we could like come into school with our own clothes. Like,
oh, really?
It was like a charity event. Yeah.
Mm. I'd have like, there was like maybe three other kids who were like into clothes. There were like 10 kids that were into shoes. There were like three other kids that were into clothes when I was in high school, and it sucked. Everyone else was like wearing like fucking, this is what rich white kids wear. They wear boating shoes and like knee-high like khaki shorts and like a fucking button-up top, and it's just like, nigga, can you dress a little bit different?
It's like that. It's like that meme, you know, that I had to do it to them meme. You seen
it? Yeah. It is.
That's how they all dress.
Yeah. That's dead ass. Like exactly how they dress. That's so funny.
Mine on his like socks, like where you can see like
that's hilarious. That's very fucking accurate, honestly.
That's just how I imagine all of those like rich white kids in America dress.
It is. I always try to,
Oh.
yeah, whenever I, cause I still live in the town area, so sometimes I see them and like it's weird because now they all know me for clothes and shit. Like
Yeah.
everyone knows like I'm the fashion guy or whatever the fuck you want to call me. Like,
Yeah.
yo, I saw you on Instagram. I'm like, all right. I'm like,
Oh shit.
oh, that's dope, man. And the thing is, they always want like they always want me to explain. Like it'll be like I'm going for pizza or something like that, right? I'll try to go get like a slice of pizza or something like that, and I'll meet someone in the pizzeria, and they want me to explain to them my entire life story since coming out of high school. And I'm
What
like,
the?
and it's not because they really care; they're just trying to like make small talk.
Yeah.
But that's not small talk at all. They want me to sit here and literally explain to them the nuances of my fashion career. It's like, bro, I don't have time for that. Do people from high school ever try to connect with you or something like that?
Well, not really. Like, I'm really like, I don't think I really see anyone from high school, to be honest. So maybe on Facebook occasionally, like, I don't know. Don't not particularly, no. I wasn't particularly close with anyone from high school anyway, so
Really? So what
yeah.
were you doing for friends at that time, like in high school?
No, I did have friends, but like I
Yeah.
wouldn't say I had anyone that was like I was particularly close with.
Right,
Or
right,
like
right.
so like after I went out of high school and went to university, I developed more closer friends from like university rather than just
You said you don't
from
really,
school.
you didn't really have close friends in school, but what, how about when you were like, out of school? Not like out of school, but like when you were literally like end of the day of school.
I don't know.
Really?
I just by myself most of the time, to be
Yeah, I
honest.
feel you. No, I used to be the same, bro. Don't worry about it. I used to be the same way. It just kind of sucked.
I used to be a little nerd and just like play games.
Same. I used to do the same shit.
School, just play games.
I was like, hey, I'm not doing shit else. I might as well go home and fucking get on my computer or some shit.
Be fair, it wasn't too bad. Like, it wasn't to the point where I was like excluded. Like they had parties and shit, and I'd get invited, but I'd like I wouldn't be friends with these people. Like, they just invite pretty much everyone in the year that wasn't sort of like a weirdo, you know? You shouldn't be that old.
If you weren't invited to parties in high school, then you're like, then something's like, you know what I mean? If I was invited to their parties, and then something's wrong with you if you're not invited, because I got to go and shit. And it was just like, if you didn't go, then like something's not quite right about you. You're right.
Yeah, it's true.
You gotta be some kind of weirdo or something like that. But yeah, I hate seeing how people in high school, like I used to go to school with, dress now.
Yeah.
Because you're so right about the distressed denim. They love distressed denim now. It's like such a normal thing.
It. I remember, like, I used to wear like you, I wore distressed denim, and everyone was just like, "What the fuck are you wearing?" Like, just looking at me like, what is this? And now they all wear it, and if you don't wear distressed denim, then they think you're a weirdo. Like, what are you wearing? Why are you wearing baggy jeans?
What's it called? So you have obviously your Instagram and stuff, right? Would you ever, do you ever want to move to any type of other outlet like YouTube or something like that? Anything like that?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I've actually been thinking a lot about YouTube. Like,
Really?
actually, when I was like 13, I used to make like YouTube videos, like obviously gaming videos. Like, I used to edit
That's
it and
funny. I
stuff.
used to do the same shit. I did the same shit.
I actually racked up quite a lot of subscribers. I got like 3,000 subscribers, and like,
What?
I'd play the game, and then people would notice me and be like, "Oh, nice YouTube videos or something." It's pretty funny.
Wait, what kind of games were you, well, like, what were you doing? Were you just making commentary videos or?
No, like montage type things, but it's like, you know, Counter Strike Source.
Yeah, I do.
Counter Strike, yeah, it's just montages of that basically.
That's cool. What kind of content would you want to make now, though? Unless you want to make more Counter-Strike content, that'd be cool too.
Nah, that's long past. I don't know, some I don't know, fashion related or just, I don't know, my interests tend to change quite a lot, so I don't know. I'd have to find something that I'm really interested in, just be able to like
Yeah, I know what you
make
mean.
those for.
I get what you mean because like I always try to incorporate more into this channel. Like I did one video essay on the acronym, this acronym collection, not collection, but I did a video essay about how video games and fashion, and if you blend them together, it looks cool, and it helps support the art or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I would love to do more stuff like that, where it kind of blends different types of different if it blends different types of art, which would
Yeah,
be cool.
100% agree with that.
And it's a little bit difficult to try to tie everything in back to fashion, but at the same time, a lot of life imitates art, and fashion is also art. So,
Yep, 100% agree. To be fair, like when I look at games, like I see some stuff like they're wearing, and I'm like, wait, that's a trend now. Like those, like you know, the Elite belts. Like,
yeah.
Sure I've seen those in like loads of games. And,
oh
like,
yeah, for sure.
It's crazy how like you see like stuff on a game, and then you see like an interpretation in real life.
I would love if any fucking fashion, I mean not fashion, if any video game maker person is is out there, I would love to design some clothes for a video game. Love to do that. That is a fucking cool job.
That would be hella cool.
I think that works cool. Under the art director, but yeah.
You know what? That might be something I might go into.
Right? Would that not be cool?
Yeah, that'd be so awesome.
And then
you know what? Actually, one like outfit. It's not a video game, but like, you know, Blade.
Blade.
You seen Blade the movie?
No, I haven't actually.
Have you not?
You mean
you've never seen the guy?
You mean Wesley Snipes?
Yeah, I think so. Is it? Type in Blade on Google. Look at the guy's outfit. Like I think
yeah. Okay,
awesome
that's what I thought you meant. Yeah.
Look at the outfit.
Yeah, that's like, fucking that one, dope. Yeah, it looks fucking that cool as
so
shit.
Dope.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant.
Imagine cool. Rocking out on the street.
It's cool as shit. You're just walking out, and you just like you gotta be like middle of the winter or some shit, and you're like the coat's flowing and shit. Like that'd be fire.
That's hella dope.
Oh yeah, that'd be fucking dope.
That's the type of thing that like I'd imagine like. Something drawn from like a video game or something.
No, you're right. Yeah,
into real life, like that doesn't look like something you'd be able to.
That would
make
be such a. That'd be such a cool job. You sit there, you design clothes for a video game, and then you could probably make the pieces yourself, and you know what I mean, and show them out in real life. That'd be cool.
Looks like he's literally wearing the Leaks belt as well.
Pretty he sure does. That, no, you're right.
He's looked at that movie and saw that and just been like, "I'm making that."
Elite belt, let's see.
Great.
Studio belt. Yeah, like I mean, it's fucking, it's very, very, very similar. I mean, let's be honest, it's very, 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 very similar.
Considering that came out in 1998, that movie Blade. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
And then I think the second one came out in 02. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right there. 02. What's it called? It's really cool to see designers draw inspiration from things that are not usual.
Yeah,
I really like that. Just because my own style isn't drawn from usual, the usual answer that you get, and at the same some kind of unique kind of snowflake. I'm just saying, it's not you know what people usually say. I draw inspiration from Instagram accounts or whoever. I know a lot of people who draw inspiration from guys like you or guys like the other guys we know, like in that group chat. Is that kind of weird to be like, oh God, I really don't want to use this word, but
I'm not even gonna know what you're gonna say.
I really don't want to use this word, but just for lack of better word, I have poor diction right now, but for lack of better word, influence, people are influenced by you.
Okay.
Is that weird?
No, I don't think it's weird at all, because I do the same as all, like, I follow a lot of so-called influencers, and just, I look at their, like, how they piece their outfits together, and just obviously take inspiration from it as well, like, it's pretty natural process, like, it's in any sort of art form.
You're right.
You're gonna have to look at something, and then sort of copy it, but put it in your own interpretation, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, but it seems like a lot of people don't understand that. For some, like,
yeah, I don't think people really get that, but that's sort of how art works, because you can't be super creative to the point you're creating something that's never been seen before.
Right.
It's going to have to draw inspiration from something, even if it's from nature or something. It's going to draw inspiration from somewhere.
It is kind of obnoxious how, like, sometimes somebody will draw inspiration from something, and then some, I don't know, some 16-year-old on Instagram will say that they stole it or something like that. Like, they stole this idea. It's like, haven't you ever... There was this funny thing going around at one point. I think people have subsided to say stupid shit like this. But in music, where people would be like... You know a sample in music, right?
Yeah.
Well, if somebody would sample something in music, I think like Kanye would sample something and be like, look at this, he stole this song.
Oh my God.
And I was actually baffled. I was like, what?
That's crazy.
That is crazy, right? Like, how the fuck do you go through your life and not know what a fucking sample is? If you really care that much about music, how the hell do you not know what a sample is?
Yeah,
that's crazy. That's next level stupid.
A lot of music these days are sampled anyways, and crazy how much of it is actually sampled.
Even like a regular like just song is just like sampled from some old jazz band or some stupid shit.
It's crazy what you can do with sampling as well. You can like make so many cool sounds.
I know, it's fucking dope. It's awesome. What kind of music do you rock with?
Mainly like hip-hop, R&B.
Yeah, R&B. I
just did a bit of production as well.
You do what?
Like, I produce a little bit as well. So,
oh really?
Like, I did dabble in a bit of sampling.
Why have we never heard of this?
Because it's something I did ages ago and I just like left it. It's not very good. Like, it's not like I'm good at it. I probably did it for like a year and then just like sort of gave up on it.
You know, it'd be cool. It'd be cool if you did that. If you did that like on your YouTube channel.
Yeah. Some
sampling and shit. I know my friend Ramzoid, I'm actually gonna have him on the show in a couple days. He does a lot. I mean, he does music, right? And a lot of his YouTube content is like specifically making I'll just show you. A lot of his YouTube content is like making different samples and stuff like that, and it's dope.
Yeah.
Or like if something was like this, and then of course he has his own music with music videos and whatnot, and his channel is doing numbers. He does great. You know what I mean?
That looks awesome. What, 350k subscribers? Is that what it says?
Yeah, 352k.
Wow. What does he do? What, produces music?
Well, first he makes his own music. He sings and produces music, and then for his YouTube content, it'll be like stuff like this. Like you'll see, you can see right there. He do shows like that.
And I see.
Yeah, he does numbers, bro. He does crazy. I think he went on a tour not too long ago and shit like that. Like, he's dope.
That's awesome.
And then even
that's pretty cool that he's come from YouTube and then like sort of made it.
Right. Cool. You know, exactly. Because a lot of the time people go to YouTube and they try to make it into other outlets and it just comes out terrible.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people who go on YouTube just do it like just to get some money or something like that.
Yeah, you know KSI?
Yeah, I know of him.
I went to school with him. He went to my school, actually.
Really? Really?
Yeah, and now he's, like, massive, and he's doing all sorts of things now, like boxing, music, and then making YouTube videos as well. It's crazy how, like, you can go from one thing, like, doing, like, FIFA videos or whatever, and then just, like...
Right. And then all of a sudden you're making music and shit.
Boxing, bro. He's named Pro Boxing. He had like a proper pro boxing fight.
That's crazy, because I heard his music and it wasn't good.
I don't think his music's great.
No. He had a feature by I remember he had an Offset feature.
Didn't he get like Trippie Redd in one of his songs or something?
I have no idea. I remember he got
massive.
I know he had this is the one I listened to.
Offset, and what the fuck?
And it got and it was really bad. And then Offset's part came on, and it was like, all right, this isn't so bad. Like it wasn't something I'd listen to again, but it wasn't so bad. And then he clicked off again, and it was like, all right, it's terrible.
Yeah.
He had Lil Pump and Smoke Perp. I mean, for the rappers who, you're right, he did have Trippie Redd.
Yeah, I think that's like a recent one.
4 months ago. This one was 2 months ago, but you're right it's crazy how rappers were like this nigga is not a real rapper, and then all of a sudden he just gets some real rappers on there. But I mean, if I'm one of those rappers, I'm getting the bag.
He's definitely paying them loads.
I mean, yeah.
There's no way like, oh, this guy is so good at making music, I'm gonna jump on it. There's no way any of them are like that. His music's awful. Sorry to say.
I don't even blame them, though. You know what I mean? Like, I would be like, hey, fuck it. Even if it's a bad song, You can give me 30-40k and I'll do a verse, whatever, fuck it.
Exposure as well. Again, loads of new people are gonna come look at your music just right. from that. Just all some... those kids that follow
you. Yeah. All those fucking kids. That'd be, oh man. Oh, he did it. Anthony Fantano did a reaction to his song.
Yeah, I actually watched that.
What did he say about the song?
He said it's rubbish, and he was like, he's like crying in the video.
Did you ever talk to him?
No, he's quite a few years older than me, but I remember seeing him at school. He was like sort of similar. Like, I don't think he really had that many friends.
Yeah.
I think he dropped out.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, that's the school is just the school I went to is not the school, I guess.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter now. It's fucking 5 years ago. He's been making music for 5 years.
I don't know. He's been doing stuff for ages now.
I don't know. It's kind of weird how rich people dress as soon as they get money. They just they really like hire a stylist, please do something.
especially for him. Oh, especially for he dresses. Horribly.
As soon as people get some money, they
remember you get like Giuseppe shoes and like Versace, like those all gold shoes, and
God.
You've got all that money to spend on, but like you have no taste at all. You're just buying like the most flashy things you can get.
How do people have so much money and dress like this? I don't understand. Like, can someone give me some money so I can put some cool outfits together?
Maybe I should message him and just be like, oh, do you want a stylist?
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. Or you know what else would be a great gig? A stylist for an NBA player? Because they don't know how to dress either, and they have millions of dollars.
True.
Do you follow any sports at all?
I'm into, like, football, UFC.
You mean, like, soccer, football, or?
Yeah, not American football. Sorry, I call it football. It's just the English thing.
Did you see the Amanda... Soccer. Speaking of UFC... Oh, no, I'm thinking of... Did you see the what was the last fight that you watched?
I actually watched the fight the other day.
Really? The Amanda Nunes fight?
Yeah.
You did watch that? I put bro, because we put money on Felicia Spencer.
Did you?
Yeah, I put
money. Why you put money on? Oh my god!
Yeah, we did.
Did you see the knockout? Did you see Cody Garbrandt's knockout?
Oh my god, that was crazy!
I was like, what?
That was crazy. He got like a swipe at the chest.
Yeah, and he just, bro. Crazy. The way that ducked and it was like, bang.
That was crazy. Bro, like.
I didn't manage to see that. I'm a massive fan of Sean O'Malley as well, and I really wanted to see that.
That was a great fight, too. He knocked him out.
Yeah, I saw that knockout. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, bro.
Like a fake left punch and then just, like, knocked him out.
It was me and five friends, and we were like, fuck it, let's just put some money on Felicia Spencer. So we called the bookie up, and he was like, you guys are crazy. we were supposed to win like $202 if she won, but she was like, fuck it, since no one else is putting it on her, you guys can win $250 if she wins. And we were like, all right, like, fuck it, if she wins. So you watched the entire fight?
I kind of fell asleep because I think it was like 6 a.m.
yeah, it was very it was very
late. Kind of boring as well because I just knew Amanda was just she couldn't do any damage, Felicia, so I was just like, Amanda's got this in the bag.
Dude, she was getting destroyed. Like, destroyed. It looked like when you fight your little brother. Do you have a little brother?
Yeah, I got a little brother, yeah.
It's like
my little brother's bigger than me. He's beat me up.
But, like usually, it's like when your little brother, like, you put your hand on his head and he's swiping at you. That's exactly how this fight went. She was getting beat the fuck up. Like, it was ridiculous. Oh, my God. I was like, no way.
I don't know, I just like looked at the way like she fights and stuff. She doesn't look like someone that's technical. She looks more like a brawler, like just throws punches.
Amanda?
Yeah. No, Felicia.
Yeah, she was like, I think she was like good at grappling or something, but even then when she tried to grapple, Amanda would like fucking rip her off of her and throw her back down, and it was just like, oh my god.
Yeah, I saw that one bit where she was just like on the floor and she was just getting elbowed in.
Yeah, it was.
It looked horrible. Like, it looked like she couldn't get out.
Did you see the fight, the kid fight, the 20-year-old?
Which one?
On that card? He wasn't on the main card or whatever. Here it is. He was on the this one, Chase Hooper.
No, was that good?
It was. It was weird. I mean, he's a young kid. He's 20 years old. So we were like, how the fuck, how could this, like, but he hasn't lost, he didn't lose at this point. He had 0 losses, 9 wins, 1 draw. So he goes up against, like, Alex Caceres. Alex is, like, 32, 31, like, his record's a little rocky, but he's still positive, and, like, he's an all right fighter. It looked like a 32-year-old fighting a 20-year-old. Like, exactly how you think, that's exactly how it looked. And it was like, oh, my God. He was getting destroyed. He was taking...
UFC, they sometimes just throw in, like, the deep end, and then they get fucked up.
Yeah, it was
like that. Do you remember that fight? There was that other fight. Was it Donald Cerrone?
I can't recall.
That kid. He was, like, undefeated at that point, and he was just trash-talking Cerrone. and then he got absolutely decked. Destroyed. And then he's like, he's trash-talking. He's like, you're old, you're done. And then he just got destroyed. It's actually satisfying to see that, because he's so cocky.
Yeah, that is kind of cool. All right, real quick before we get out of here. See, I've brought this up before on the podcast, but I have a dream, okay? A dream of creating a fashion video game, and I still have no ideas about how doing that. How the hell do we create a video game about fashion?
Video game about fashion.
How do we do that without it being corny or cheesy or some shit like that?
I would think you'd have to collaborate with brands, get a lot of brands, like,
right,
sort of like put their designs into your game so that you can sort of incorporate it into the game.
Right. But like, what would the actual game be? A fashion game.
I have no clue, to be honest.
You know what I mean?
I don't know how you'd go about making it into a game where, I don't know, like, what would the goal be? Like,
right, exactly.
Is it? Like, you gotta have, like a goal for, like, a game to,
the,
like...
The goal is to get the 96 Easy Miyake oversized cover.
maybe you can make it into sort of, like, a game where you, like, have to accumulate money and then get better clothes or something. I don't know.
That doesn't even sound fun. That doesn't even sound fun.
I don't know. I don't know how you'd make a game related to fashion and make it fun, because I don't know, it just doesn't really, like, go together, does it?
What if it's a game of, like, see, I don't even know. What if it's a game, what if it's like a fighting game and you get different attributes, like you get plus bonuses to strength and shit if your outfit has good synergy?
That might work.
That might work. That might do something. And then you can.
The thing is, fashion's like visual, and it's like, it's personal. It's like an opinion, isn't it? Like, you like something, you don't.
Right.
Like, you can't really put that into a game. You got to have something that's sort of like set in its way.
Okay, we could do that. But you know, okay, this is. I just came with the whole idea right now. So my idea, and then you said it's subjective, right? So at the beginning in the game, you can pick from, like, 10 different fashion inspirations. And it'll be all, like, different fashion, quote-unquote, influencers. It'll be, like, me. It'll be, like, you. It'll be, like, Brorco. It'll be, like, a bunch of different people. And then you can pick from one of those fashion inspirations. Whichever person fits your style the most. And then based on whoever you pick, that's the type of synergy levels or the plus bonuses you'll get to your strength or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Dude, actually, I gotta write this down. Hold up. Right? That's a good-ass idea. That's a great idea. I gotta write this shit down. Okay, hold on. Synergy bonus, depending on pieces. I'm genuinely writing this down.
So what is it gonna be, like a fighting game?
It could be an RPG too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, that would be cool. That might be cool. But I don't know who to talk to about making a video game.
I have no clue.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, before we get out of here, hold on, let me put everything on back on screen. Before we get out of here, is there anything you'd like to plug or something you'd like to tell the people to go check out for or anything like that?
Just plug my Instagram page. That's
about it. Everyone, go follow JPS Lucas.
Sweet. Thank you.
Go check him out. Make sure to go in the description down below to check out his info. Thank you for watching, and goodbye.